Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, December 4th, 2012, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. At the top of the show tonight, we'll have our Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing topics of interest to Starseed and sharing some emails from our listeners. And we'd like to wish both Anastasia and Lavendar a very happy birthday. And after the news, Lavendar will tell us what she'll be sharing from her journals this evening. We also want to let you know ahead of time that since Christmas and New Year's fall on a Tuesday this year, we won't be doing the show on those nights. We will be on the air on the 11th and 18th of December and then back again on the 8th of January. So I just want to give you a heads up about that. We'd like to thank Chris for hosting our switchboard this evening, and we invite you to call in with questions, comments, or birthday wishes for our girls tonight. The number to dial is 917-889-8292. Remember to press 1 on your keypad, so that's how we know you want to come on the air. If you like our show, please click follow on our show page. You'll get our show notices, plus it'll help promote our show and guests. And then remember to share the show with your friends. For our new listeners, our main site is starseedhotline.com, where we have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our vault of knowledge. The entire site is coded for Starseed activation. We also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd like to thank Rose, Anastasia, and Sahar for their continuing great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed forum. And you can also find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go. Now, we'll get started in just a moment, but first I'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. Our Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings in your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. If you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. And please allow at least 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure that you do get it in time. And now I'd like to introduce my co-hosts, birthday girls, Lavendar and Anastasia.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Happy birthday, Lavendar.
Oh, happy birthday, Anastasia. Seems like we're the birthday girls this week.
Isn't this fun? This is wonderful.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to hear what you have for us tonight.
Well,
so take it away.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, you know, all it has been a very eventful 30 days with the weather. By the way, is there any disturbance there on the line? Or can you hear me okay, Ariel? I'm getting some buzzing.
It's only slightly quieter than usual, but I don't hear anything disturbing.
Okay. I think it quit. It just quit. All right.
Good. Okay.
Well, anyway, as we have looked over the last 30 days, I was just sort of stepping back, taking a look at the news items recently since last week and thinking about what's been happening in the last 30 days or so, maybe even the last 5 weeks, and my goodness, there has been so much going on all across the planet with weather and incidents. For instance, you know, we had that, of course, Hurricane Sandy. And interestingly enough, I don't know if all of you are aware of this or not, but a lot of my clients live on the East Coast and have contacted me, and many of them are in neighborhoods that don't still have power and are there observing people that are still without food and water and having a great deal of difficulty, and that there are thousands of cars still parked along the roads that haven't been towed away, etc. I was really surprised to hear that because, you know, we're not hearing that on the mainstream news. But there has just been a tremendous amount of suffering from that weather system that hit the Northeast. And so we had that started at the end of October. And then there was a 7.4 earthquake in Guatemala and in Sydney, Australia, just incredibly severe storms, raging storms with winds over 100 miles an hour. Then there was flooding in Venice extreme flooding on the 11th of November. And on the 11th of November, there was an earthquake in Myanmar, which was 6.8. That's a real bummer. And also on November 11th, all these things in one day, Indianapolis experienced a big explosion that affected over 80 homes. And I don't know that they even know the cause of that explosion. But in Australia, there's been a rare solar eclipse. There's been the Israeli-Gaza conflict. There's been the austerity riots in Europe. There's been a major quake in China. There have been water funnels, water spouts, water tornadoes, very rare events occurring in different places on the planet. We've had that huge solar flare that they were calling the solar tsunami. There has been a red algae outbreak at several locations on the planet, but one of them being in Australia. There was the triple storm system now that just hit the Pacific coast of our own country from this unusual, bizarre atmospheric rift. So all that and more has been going on in the last 30 days. So Mother Earth is definitely doing some interesting stuff, and just wanted to bring that to all of your attention because, you know, it's all happening so fast that we can hardly keep up with it, and as well as maintain our own lives and stay centered. And I want to say that I'm really pleased and happy and delighted that a lot of light workers and starseed are really keeping close to their center, overcoming their personal challenges. I'm hearing back from people, and they're reporting to me what they're doing in their lives, and I'm so proud of them because this is a time to stay centered, and I'm just so proud of the community because I think everybody is really plugging in and doing very well. So anyway, about the current news, we want to talk about that. I want to tell you about some fireballs, which are still accelerating. There was an unusual object, what they're calling an unusual object in the skies over Malta, and that was today, and they think it was a comet. And they said that it was crossing the sky north to west of Malta, and it was actually some people call it an asteroid flying through the sky at enormous speed, a huge ball of fire with a long tail that fell into the ocean. And over the northeastern U.S., just a couple of days ago, there was a multicolored full moon-sized fireball that had an enormous tail trace blazing behind it. And in Rhode Island, here just actually it was today, I'd be interested to hear from our starseed in Rhode Island. I know that we have some very close to me personally that live up there. Let me know if you've heard about this, but Rhode Island residents reported hearing an enormous boom and saw lights in the sky, and officials don't know what caused that. And I'm wondering if that is one of those possible fireballs. And there was another fireball that occurred a few days ago over Hungary and Poland. They said this one was spectacular and a blue-green one. Also, there was a red fireball that fell over Georgia on the same day, by the way, as the Poland fireball. And so these are just happening all over the world. And a lot of them are in our own region here in the U.S. So, again, Starseed listeners, if you see any of these things, well, give me a heads up. I want to hear from you. Well, in the Philippines right now, and this is going on today, bless their hearts, there are a lot of people missing or who have been claimed dead from a typhoon with 160-mile-an-hour winds. It's Typhoon Bopha. It made landfall at dawn, uprooting trees and tearing roots up out of the ground, and packing maximum sustained winds, as I said, of 160 miles per hour, saying it's the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane going on right now in the Philippines, and we want to send light to the people down there. Now, this is interesting, you all. I don't often report on this because, I don't know, we just have many other things to talk about, but sinkholes. Now, you know, years and years and years ago, when sinkholes first started appearing in the news, for some reason they freaked me out. I lived in California at the time, and they were beginning to happen around Central California, Chico, that part of the country would develop sinkholes, and I would kind of think, gosh, it would be terrible to be living in a house and just have this sinkhole open up, right, and your house falls in it. Well, you know, in the last recent years, these are really accelerating. We're getting a lot of sinkholes all over the country. And I don't know if that's caused from gas fracking or what's causing that, but there was two enormous sinkholes that swallowed some roads in the Bay Area here just a couple days ago. And they think that these were caused by the heavy rain that just passed through. But there was one that was 1,200 feet. Did you hear me? 1,200-foot sinkhole opened up in Ohio, and this was in Dover, Ohio. That's a section of land that's the length of 4 football fields. So it left about 70 to 80 feet of a 4-inch natural gas line exposed. Just the bottom just fell out. 4 football fields. That's just very unusual. So that's something to keep your eye on, because those are definitely accelerating, even though I don't often report on them. But the 1,200-foot sinkhole really got my attention. Now, we had some earthquake activity across the planet, as we often do. There was, and this is just very recent, a 4.3 magnitude earthquake rattled Slovenia, and a 4.8 happened in Bulgaria along the Black Sea coast. Now, that's the same region of the world. Also, yesterday, there was another earthquake in Alaska. They've been having quite a few of them. This one was 5.8, and it was at a relatively shallow depth of 33 miles. And also, you California residents, there has been an earthquake swarm reported around the Costco volcanic field. Now, that's located in Inyo County, California, at the western edge of the basin and range Mojave Desert, the region of the Mojave Desert, I mean. And so they're just having swarm after swarm of earthquakes in that region. Also, something that's interesting is that there has been red tide in different areas of the world. Right now at Sydney, Australia's been having really some tough weather and some tough things. But in Sydney, they have had a red algae invasion. And interestingly enough, this one has a feature that I have not heard about before. But when the sun goes down at night, the red algae is turning now to a most noctilucent blue, a royal blue that glows in the dark. And they say the organism responsible for that is called Noctiluca scintillans. And they call it a night lantern. That's a very apt name for it, isn't it? But it luminesces a bright blue when the waves move it. When it's disturbed by waves, it starts to glow. And so the red algae that came up along the coast this week contained a chemical called luciferin. Isn't that interesting? Luciferin. And it's a common protein that's found in bioluminescent animals. So they have red tide by day and blue tide by night. That's really odd. Okay. So anyway, we have had some very bizarre weather here recently, right here in the United States. You know, while the Pacific coast has been just downtrodden with water and snow at higher elevations, the Midwest has been still reporting that they are having record low rainfall, no rain in sight, and record low water tables. So the drought is still continuing in many parts of the United States. Now, this is a story that got me kind of excited, just because I used to live there. A few days ago, when they were just reporting the beginning onslaught of this Pacific storm, the Weather Channel reported that Mount Shasta, California, could get 218 inches of snow in just 4 days. And they said that it could be the snowstorm record of all time, well, for the United States, would be in jeopardy. They said that on the summit of Mount Shasta, that they had expected to get 39 inches of snow in 1 day, and a subsequent 43 inches of snow the next day, and continuing upward until the storm was supposed to have passed, they were predicting 218 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's just phenomenal. I also checked the Mount Shasta Herald for an update on what they actually did get, and all of you living up there, I appreciate hearing from you. The Mount Shasta Herald's a tiny paper, and it didn't have any news. I think they probably published once or twice a week. I don't know. But I couldn't find out what the actual totals were. But the Weather Channel was predicting it was going to be a record-breaking storm. And I know they did suffer power outages in Mount Shasta and record rainfalls. So these are really interesting times with snow and rain and flooding. You know, Moscow also just a few days ago had record-breaking snowfall, and it just created havoc in Moscow. They had, I think they said, in 24 hours they had, what was that, 5 inches, which doesn't seem to be like a lot to us, but in Moscow that's substantial, and it pretty much paralyzed the city. Okay, we've got a couple more stories, and then we'll be finished. but this time we're going to talk about UFOs. And in Denver, they're just talking all about this situation they've got going. They're having a lot of UFO reports over Denver, but they think that they are swarms of insects. Now, a Fox Television affiliate presented a series of videos taken by an anonymous source that purported to have UFOs buzzing around Denver, maneuvering up and down, right and left at very rapid speeds. And they have kind of deduced that these are communities of insects and possibly birds that are flocked together and moving in a collective motion. So anybody out there in that area who has more information on this, I'd like to hear from you. See if you think that's bugs and birds or something else. Be very interested to hear from you. And lastly tonight, you know, China is having a great deal of UFO sightings. And I read in the Huffington Post that over 100 UFOs on the India-China border have caused official concern in China. They say that over the past few months, more than 100 UFOs have been seen along the India-China border, and nobody knows what's going on with that. They are saying that they are yellowish spheres that appear to lift off from the horizon on the Chinese side and slowly traverse the sky for 3 to 5 hours before they disappear. Now, the Times of India has added that the UFO sightings have stumped numerous Indian military groups, including their Air Force and other Indian official organizations. So they are calling these ULOs, or unidentified luminescent objects. Isn't that interesting? Hmm. They're actually orbs. And they had photographs of those with this story. And let me tell you something. That's just amazing. The photographs of these are really remarkable. The ones that I saw were glowing red. So that's it coming out of China, and it's happening right now as we're talking, and they don't quite know what to do about it. So that's a lot of activity in the air over China. So we live in interesting times, do we not?
Well, and we all knew that when we raised our hands to be here.
Yes, indeedy. That's absolutely right.
Yes. You know, and I mean, the upside to all of the things, even though, you know, for the neighborhoods or communities that are affected by Mother Nature's storms and outrages, this is on a much bigger perspective. This is part of the Earth reaching her new frequency, and we're going to a much better place when it gets there.
Absolutely,
but it's going to be a very interesting ride, and I like what you said about you know, starseeds as a group, as a collective, we can send light to areas that are affected by severe weather or, you know, natural happenings, and it's really important that as a group that we keep ourselves steady, like you said, and keep sending out that higher vibrations of love and compassion for other people.
Absolutely. That's the whole point, and that's what we're here to do. And the reason I bring up these news articles is just so that we stay aware of why our work is important, what we're all about. And, you know, I find it just wonderful that, as I said, that our people, our starseed, our group, are rising to the occasion. But I also find that people that live in these communities are kind of finding what they're made of. And, you know, William James, the famous psychologist, once said, "Life is a grindstone, and whether it grinds a person down or polishes him up depends on the stuff that he's made of." And so I find that to be true. People often find that they have qualities and spirituality that they don't know that they have until they're really put under the circumstances to be tested. And so this is times that try men's souls. And while people are struggling with this, we are still maintaining and holding the light and being aware and feeling compassion. And most of all, and I say this every week, but to plug into our core strength and our core light and just rejoice, because this is a time of transformation into better things and better times. So well, I'm looking forward now to hearing from Lavendar.
Well, Lavendar,
I'm here.
And well, I've got you both sitting there now, Anastasia and Lavendar, and everybody else can be joining me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Lavendar and Anastasia. And then ain't easy to sing. Happy birthday to you. Okay, I had to get that out of my system.
I love that. That's so beautiful. You sing. It's great to have birthday songs sung to us by a professional singer. That's wonderful.
I know. Isn't it great?
It is. I could never sing that song. It's too hard.
Oh, come
thank
on.
You. Thank you very much, Ariel.
Oh, you're welcome. I love birthdays. So, Lavendar, you're on.
Okay. So it is my birthday, and I went into the vault and pulled out a couple of things. You know, I had another hat that I wore for many years in the environmental movement, and I worked with a lot of different people in politics and, you know, with people that are trying to put together stories for the news media. And I actually wrote something called The Human Interest Story, a Formula for Media Attention, and I would like to first read that.
Okay.
Establish up front who has the publishing rights to the story. Make sure that one holding the power of attorney agent carries the authorization through a document that's signed, sealed, and delivered all the way to the bank account, whether it be for profit or non-profit. If this is not handled first, then all the rest won't fall into place. 2, decide if the story has local, state, national, or international interest. The story must be so compelling that others want to pass the message on to their audience, whether print or film media. If it is of global interest, then a certain criteria must be met. This criteria must follow a path of empowering actions. How the story manifests through exposure depends upon this aspect. 3, write up the story in a concise, compelling way on one page. Fax it to an appropriate person at Associated Press. If they don't run it, then pass it on to someone like Paul Harvey. Oh, well, he's deceased now. Okay. He has a syndicated radio show that is watched closely by Associated Press. Once AP picks it up, it starts to have a life of its own. If AP doesn't pick it up, then be creative with other outlets. Most outlets rely on AP because they check for credibility before airing. AP stamped on it is like the good housekeeping seal. 4, once a media person, network, or news person starts to spin, then it starts to leave your hands. Be willing to allow the birth of your story to take many flights without you. One has to learn to give up control through negotiations of story. Deferring to others can assist you in the long run. 5, if several sources want the story, then decide which outlet would best serve you and your story. If it is a human interest story that is to be told and your only purpose is to get the message out, then release it without strings attached. But if funds or monies are to generate through the release of the story, then negotiate with the wisest choice aligned to the story. 6, leverage your play. Negotiate what you want. Be honest about what you want and don't play unworthy, then expect a reward later. Life rewards action. Make careful decisions and then pull the trigger. Learn that the world doesn't care less about your thoughts without actions. 7, design all or part of the proceeds to go to a good cause or through a foundation for credibility. Careful not to show any personal gain through others' misfortune or disaster. If large amounts of money do generate, then distribute the proceeds among those who best can benefit through the efforts. Start with those closest to the story or most affected by it, such as family members first, and then work your way down. If you don't take care of your own, then don't expect the world to acknowledge you. 8, be willing to acknowledge what you don't know in the media business, then defer to other professionals for their guidance, assistance, and advice. Be willing, however, to pay for it. If you can't afford a consultant, then offer your part of your story rights as part of the negotiation. It is best to pass on the story to others that can make it happen rather than show your lack of experience through misguided, misinformed, or ignorance of the media business. This is one of those examples of don't confuse the message with the messenger. If the messages can't hold the empowerment of the story by presentation required through professional standing, then the chances of it being delivered and air on the media outlet are small. 9. Hire an agent. Pay for professionalism. Your chances of achieving your objectives through the release of the story may depend on it. 10. If you present yourself or your story through saintly exposure, then risk the likelihood of having the media destroy that image to shreds. Acts of sainthood have to be earned by the media, and they hand out very few awards for sainthood. Know who, what, where, and when of your story. If you don't, then who does? 11. Timing is everything to a story. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be on time? 12. Take heed of the words from Kenny Rogers' song. Know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away when the dealing is done. So I just wanted to share that because I know a lot of clients and people that listen to the show are always asking about their stories and how they get their stories out there. So I just thought I would pass that on.
Well, that's great.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I know the number of them are writing books and working on materials that they want to promote, and that's all very valuable.
Yes, and if anyone wants me to email you that particular document, you can email me at lavendar@starseedhotline.com, and I will send over the copy of what I've just read if you want a copy of it. Okay, so now we have something kind of unusual that I'm going to do tonight. It's something I've been working on since September 11, 2004. This has to do with my future self. It's how I see myself in the future. So I revised it on April 29, 2005, the anniversary of my third lightning strike from 1987. Another revision, September 22, 2006, again on October 21, 2006 on the new moon. On November 17th, 18th, and 19th of Pleiadian lineup of 2006. And solar return in 2006, and then 2008 in May, the Venus-Uranus combination, and then, of course, December 4th, 2012, today, which is my solar return. So, my future self, by my rites of passage from my natural state through celestial navigation. Design, create, express, demonstrate. Through cosmic laws of unconditional love, beauty, and sovereignty directed by exaltation and power of knowing. Protective environment empowers at every level of beingness. Environmental roundhouse, off the grid, subterranean. Pristine air quality. Balanced pH water with crystalline frequency. Weeping willow trees, mighty oaks, purple flowers, crystal cactus, harmonic rocks close to water. Earth. Sky power connection, cell phone tower free from micro nano technology that is harmful, organic gardens, orchids, quartz crystal ley lines with gold veins, separate dwellings for my cats and friends, resources, unlimited funds for unlimited visions with new governing dynamics which keeps all projects funded. Clients are eager to solicit me and my team for our services, whether paid or pro bono, because we demonstrate effective methods of intent, alignment, and commitment to our projects. Our collective expertise, along with our time, energy, and outstanding level of manifestation, attracts contractual agreements that benefit all concerned. The old paradigm, gold standard, is transformed through our blueprints of cosmic balance procedures. Our choices reflect alignment with our heritage from the celestial windows of evolutionary navigation. Profit, non-profit, alliances and projects. Quartz Mountain Films, Associated Producers, Revolution IMAX 3D Movie. Fluidtran, Earth Management Technologies, Grow House. Magic of Why, Integrated Solutions. The Core Group, Philanthropic Advisors. Lightning Strike Survivor Foundation, Lightning Survivor Stories published. Publish, produce, direct, crack between the worlds, manuscript into 7 books, 7 movies, or TV series. Angel Harvey Project, book, movie, and commercial products. Sundance Film Institute, International Film Festivals Alliance. 33GM PowerPoint, Steward Alliance. Paul Costanza, co-executive producer of stories about the Tesla kids, inventors, documentary film on Yellowstone Buffalo. Navigating Why of Life Foundation through 3 sister projects, Quartz Mountain Films, Associated Producers IMAX 3D Film Projects, The Belvelation Series, Alternative Medicine, Water Projects Attracting Resources, and Liaison for the 3 Sister Spin concerning celebrity and philanthropic endeavors. Personal appearance, peace of mind, body and spirit, size 9-10 dress size, recreate body with healthy practices and fine-tune through cosmetic surgery and dental, increase vitality to immune system to all major organs, obtain perfect brain balance with nutrients and technology. Horses, 250-acre horse ranch with the newest holistic technologies, breeding of bloodlines, i.e., white horses. Progressive thinkers, Velva Bloomer, a legend in her own time. Tesla kids, their inventions and technologies. Starseed Indigos, empower their projects. Genius clients for Nobel nominations. E-Tips, extraterrestrial telepathic intelligent prodigies. Kathleen McGowan. Ariel, galactic code talker, entertainer, music. Tammy Stair, crystal navigator. Reed Erickson, navigator of global vision. Lynn Harden, women of national and international power. Jim Graypeck, associated producers. 27 Starseed Quest Group of 2012 that went to Arkansas. Walter Nowasad, TV movie producer. Jamie Sims Hip, environmental Native American attorney. Deborah Regis, Volcano Wolf Productions. Paul Costanza Productions, executive producer. Paul Edwards, movie script writer and political activist. Catherine Brinkley. Bob Teets, Earth Sky Shaman. Anastasia, psychic extraordinaire. Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey and Meg Benedicte are just some of the progressive thinkers. Real estate for homes and offices, the Caribbean, Mexico, Canada, Cuba, Costa Rica, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Washington, D.C. area, Montana, Arizona. Would also like to put together a memorial for my parents, their final resting place for their ashes. Now here is the script that I was asked to write about my future self, and this is what I envision as a day out of my future self, just one day. I have just awakened to the sound of rain and wind hitting the wind chimes that surround the outside of my subterranean house. I glance up to see the storm approaching through my purple glass window. My night of dreams is over as I feel the purple sheets one last time before leaving the bed. My matching purple coverlet slips to the floor as shimmering lights accent the color, reminding me of a floating cloud that I once saw hiding the Star of Bethlehem mothership. I walk down the hall and glance at the pictures on the wall as they remind me of some of my adventures in Crack Between the Worlds. I stop and I look at the picture of 3 Sisters Rock in Aruba, one of the 33 gem PowerPoints, and flashing on many crystal initiations that happened there. This particular picture is of me, 8888, holding my body close to this huge boulder, extending my arms to the sky. This was a grand galactic experiment, and I wonder how many are still in residence. I think of NT and the women and wonder where they are now. Another picture captures the light as I walk by and I smile, as it is of Reed Erickson, Dennis Weaver, and myself, in front of a marker board mapping out a pyramid strategy of IOE, EMT, and KOR at the apex. Yes, that was the 3 Sister Spin. I utter under my breath, Dennis has crossed over and has become a spiritual director of certain environmental projects and films from celestial space. Reed is CEO of his own empire and contributes handsomely with time, energy, and funds to our projects. I acknowledge this knowing as I venture down the hall. A mirror is at the end of the crystal inlaid hall, and I can see in the background another picture that stands perfectly as a backdrop behind me, and it is the Great Pyramid of Giza. Every time I walk this hall and look in the mirror, seeing the pyramid in the background, it seems to remind me of the day Shirley and I left the pyramid on Pleiadian Lineup in 1983, which was aligned to my soul commitment concerning light information. My on-again, off-again relationship with her forces a slight smile from my lips. Memories are like a kaleidoscope twirling about in my head as I make my way to the kitchen to pour a cup of my favorite espresso coffee and to fix a light breakfast. Aware now of the storm that is pounding up above me, my attention is drawn there as I hear loud claps of thunder and laugh to myself that I am underground so lightning can't find me. As I think that thought, lightning strikes and shakes the earth. The lights flash, so no more thoughts about that. The steady rain in the background seems to beckon me to keep moving toward my meditation room, which is filled with purple and turquoise silk organic flowers. My bathtub is diamond-shaped, with crystals placed in coated fashion as to assist with the alignment of my physical, mental, and etheric body as I soak in the tub. Lighting these candles becomes part of a ceremony each morning, and putting on my Pleiadian drum music is the last thing I do before submerging myself into my crystalline bath. Once in the bath, then sea salt and I become fast friends, and it is at this point that I reflect on my recent trip. I have just returned from the Sundance Film Festival, where a collective team of alliances, of which I'm part of three of them, has been selected to receive several awards connecting to three of our films. We now have been invited to take all three films to the Cannes Film Festival in May. As a consortium of independent film companies, our mission and goals are intertwined with spiritual galactic content. Under the direction of Quartz Mountain Films, associated producers in the Core Group, a Three Sisters consulting firm, we make films that inspire the human spirit. After viewing our films, people feel good about themselves, and as a result, they're inspired to be more conscious of their decisions. The influence of our films translates into more spiritual galactic content, which activates and aligns those viewing of their true heritage in alignment with their purpose in life. A revolution of spirit happens when people watch our films. Therefore, we have truly made a difference, and that is our intent. Our three alliances grow as we branch out with other like-minded individuals, and we establish more offices around the country. We are the trendsetters of spiritual filmmaking because we have established our niche market through formulas that combines profit and nonprofit participation for filmmakers by establishing the triad of power formulas to our projects. Through our nonprofit arm, WOOF, another Three Sisters spin, we are able to extract from worldwide filmmakers a percentage of their profits and place into a fund that issues educational filmmaking grants to independent filmmakers. People everywhere are eager to assist us. Why? Because we have assembled the brightest, most innovative, organized group of awake individuals that can demonstrate through different levels of conscious perception a new formula for filmmaking through creative action that produces harmonic wealth for everyone choosing to participate. Depending on the film of our choice, we can demonstrate that we have the knowledge and the alignment to carry forward these pledges of balance, whether it be for the people or the planet. We are the show-me movie makers of the industry, and people love our films because we show who we are through our alliance to filmmaking by the choices we make. Story showing, not storytelling, as we show, don't tell, to our audience. I especially smile as I think back on when I first heard of the IMAX Revolution film and the new wave of 3D movie making. I can still see in my mind's eye Heather waving her arms wildly across the theater on the Spiritual Cinema Circle Film Festival cruise of April of 2006. She recognized me and was drawn to me immediately. Within hours, she had put in my hands the first IMAX film project. Now, years later, our team has been recognized by national and international leaders of this movement by forming alliances with us and participating each year with our award-winning films. Another film that has received international recognition is Answers from the Other Side, A Journey of Twin Souls, written and directed by David Sides, another living luminary that I met on the cruise. I must remember to call David today to see how he's doing with his new film about Saint Germain. After reflecting on the Sundance trip, I turned my attention to finishing my coffee and paying attention to my cats. They have their own house to live in, but now I have let them in to visit me for a while. They are part of my balancing team, and having feline energy in my sacred space assists me in so many ways. They have a direct link to the otherwhere, and I constantly honor that knowing. I put on some soothing music, lean back in my recliner chair, and close my eyes to meditate as my cats surround me. This is a time when aligning to cosmic timings takes place in my special chair. I seem to have a cosmic clock attached to the seat of the chair, and what I said on it, well, let me just say that time has a way of rearranging itself. After my meditation, I make a list of who to call for the day. I look at the time and realize that a meeting's about to start soon at one of my houses in the Caribbean, whereas my house guests, global leaders, are mapping out the new governing dynamics based on a limited vision and resources for the next seven generations. Our survival as a species depends on these global leaders to navigate their influence of power to uplift the planet and its people. Everyone in attendance agrees that we should leave the planet better than we found it. We have video teleconference, and I give my advice on certain environmental issues and welcome everyone to my home by the sea. As much attention seems to be on some women of power and how they are playing their roles as women of wisdom. For women using power at global levels should demonstrate through action much wisdom when dealing with decisions that affect 7 to 14 generations of people on the planet. My friend Lynn Harden comes to mind. Need to take a drink, just a second. Getting a frog in my throat.
Well, this is really great that you're sharing, and this is a good demonstration on how to craft your solar return energies.
Yes. Okay. Some of the women's projects are discussed, especially the Athena projects concerning the 96 bloodlines and what discernment factors are still required. A movie called The Woman Pope, produced by Deborah Regis, has just been nominated for the Golden Globe Award for Best Picture, so our team will be empowering this project to world recognition. I checked my appointment book as we talked to make sure I'll be available for the next phone call with these global leaders. I have acquired several environmental homes that empower through unconditional love. Therefore, beauty abounds through elements of earth, fire, water, air, and metal in design and fashion. Each home reflects the color schemes of Starseed programs, which are combinations of purple, turquoise, white, and black, always with 3 being the focus. These colors empower the senses, and these codes keep reminders running in our souls on a daily basis. The choices of art are also reflected in every piece as global galactic history abounds through all of my living spaces. The sovereignty of my spirit soars every time I'm reminded of how grateful I am for the opportunity to release the galactic star codes to the entertainment industry. Gratitude has become the balancing place frequency as I review my energy moves before I place them. At each new creation emerges, my confidence seems to grow, allowing my natural state to evolve with my rites of passage. I am confident that I know who I am and know what I have to do with my life's mission. My Earth galactic choices continue to reflect that alignment. Also take a moment to acknowledge the wisdom of our friend John, who clued many of us to the fact the Iraqi dinar was a good investment, as it produced over $300 million to 28 of us, who now are partners in several Starseed projects. We now have a website that features a way for other starseeds to find one another through soul records based on astrological aspects. Also offers starseed quests to many of the 33 GM PowerPoints on the planet, where off-world guests welcome them. I place another phone call to check on my horse ranch, which is in perfect order, and have found out that our breeding techniques have revolutionized the horse industry and our mating practices. We've already won the Kentucky Derby, the Triple Crown, and the Breeders' Cup, along with many other awards for our work with horses at all levels. Alternative healing practices have proven successful with all of our horses, and the word is spreading about new ways of keeping horses fit and healthy. We have a nonprofit directed by our friend Penny Mino, dedicated to retiring horses and jockeys. We have found a way to honor those great talents even after they have stopped entertaining us. A recent IMAX 3D movie about horses has become a favorite of moviegoers, and more independent filmmakers are looking for horse scripts. A television series is being developed that displays the inner workings of a quarter horse racetrack and the Native American reservation with other world happenings, as earth and sky have a way of demonstrating their coexistence by creating ancient lore with galactic supervision. Horses are being honored as never before, and it becomes a way of life for a lot of us in our alliances. Even the first IMAX film, Revolution, honored horsepower for many different levels, and so it continues to be so. I place another phone call where I will be teleconferencing with our team about future projects that are to be placed in the media, whether it be in print or film. As we talk, we discover that a new company is to be formed to handle all the requests that we have had concerning showcasing the role of women in global affairs. There is much discussion about the discernment of choices of these women and what will determine how they use their power once they have it in global fashion. Guidelines are discussed, as history has shown that women broke the links, and it is up to the women to honor the links of power that are being discussed. This mandate of discernment will be the blueprint that will galvanize the 96 bloodlines connected with Athena, the Pleiades, and the Earth-Sky experiments. My assistant comes in to show me some correspondence about lightning strike survivors, and I dictate a letter to each of them. One in particular grabs my attention, so I just picked up the phone and called as I felt the urgency of the message. People hit by lightning can sometimes only be understood by those who've had the experience. My three hits qualifies me at some level. I advise the woman on the other end of the phone what she needs to do in order to heal herself and refer her to our special counselors within the Lightning Strike Survivors Foundation. I make note of her mental state, so language at this level is critical, for she's on the edge of having a complete nervous breakdown. I look up to see a picture of purple lightning on the wall to reinforce my knowing as I talk. After I hang up the phone, I realize I need another espresso coffee, but this time with brandy. I venture to the kitchen where my cats have gathered, hoping for more food, the little beggars. I know I must not linger in thought long about lightning, so I switch my attention swiftly to the Mountain Astrologer magazine sitting by the espresso machine. I don't remember seeing it there before. Oh, well. My attention goes to the article written in the Mountain Astrologer, and I notice that the new astrologers have taken my starseed astrological formulas and are mapping them in ways that even surprise me. I walk to the back of the house, lie down, and gaze at the ceiling that portrays star mapping by showing each constellation of the sky. I feel pleased that the star codes now are being used universally throughout astrological tracking as it refines the human evolutionary plan for coexistence on the planet. I think back to 1980 when I first became aware of galactic experiments that were started concerning the tracking of star codes relating to astrological timing. These codes concern specific degrees of planetary astrological aspects such as 25, 26, 27 degrees of any sign, along with other codes. These codes seem to highlight for me the bloodlines, ET experiments concerning evolutionary starseed, walk-in light workers, and different aspects of galactic tracking concerning bloodlines and genius on the planet. The coming and goings of species and their experiments, especially the walk-in, walk-out experiments, supervised mostly by the Pleiadians. This entire article that I'm reading further states more about the ET experiment and how it is tracked through astrological timing. As I close my eyes, several cats come to perch around me, and as one sits on my solar plexus, I take a deep sigh, being relieved that the information is now published. I take the time to reflect what it's been like holding this information secret in a bank vault for over 25 years. As I ponder on all these thoughts of vault secrets, I realize I still have a few in the bank vault that has not been released. Not sure if they ever will be released by me, possibly after I leave the planet. Knowing now that three sisters are aligned to these secrets, their names are now on the bank vault, and I relax with that knowing. I think of Belva Bloomer as she is the only living witness to Crap Between the Worlds, Beyond the Limb, which is really Belva Bloomer's radio show, sometimes focuses on these adventures we've had, and the listeners seem to like it. It has become a true revelation, a new term which describes revelations which are truly beyond the limb. I make a note to call Rosemary Brown, my celestial sister, who assists us with all the timing. After a while, I resume my daily duties. I then place a conference call so that a three-sister spin gets activated. Several of our progressive thinkers are now included in three different three-sister spin companies, and collectively, we have alliances to empower each company. One of those companies has its base in Canada with our star sisters, Claudia and Vanya. They collectively design and distribute Athena jewelry and products. We each take time to consider different projects and check the status of the projects that are now in progressive development stages. Maximizing our profits from our three companies, especially the film and products of Angel Harvey, Ain't Nothing Sacred, created by my dear friend and great love, Richard, we proceed with development for Crap Between the Worlds, a 7-movie series, Saint Germain, Tesla Kids, Athena Codes 1, 2, and 3, Environmental X-Files, Beyond the Limb, part of a Belvelation series, and other works of high strangeness. The core group, in alliance with Wolf, navigates these sale projects with precise and celestial timing. Da Vinci Code lovers look out, as this will fill in the blanks of code tracking. I travel back to the kitchen to make myself another espresso coffee and look up to see a map on the wall depicting all of the Native American tribes and their locations. I flash on several projects concerning them and realize that I have another phone call to make concerning their sovereignty. Being part of an environmental technology company demands that I wear another hat at times, as some of the Tesla kids and their technologies are best suited for environmental endeavors. They were sent here to help balance the planet through such technologies that focus on the basic needs of food and water. I place a call first to Janie Sims Hip, one of our three sisters, to discuss our agenda. Then we conference call with several tribal chieftains to check on the status of our Grow House Sustainability Project. This project started in 1994 and through many trials and errors have now emerged again on Native American soil. The federal laws do not touch the Native American projects in the same way, and because of this, these alternative technologies can be placed on the Native American reservations. Because of the billions of dollars that have been made through their gambling ventures, they are in a position now to not only help to feed the people, but to feed the white men as well. These grow house systems are self-contained, off the grid, and environmentally balanced with blessings from the tribes. We talk of other educational projects that can assist with the children going up on reservations and the need to find ways to channel their energies towards sustainability. Several of our Tesla kids are being hosted on these reservations in order to protect them and to support their new inventions. The medicine people have taken a shine to these genius inventors and are also teaching them the ways of the shaman. These teachings will help them balance themselves and their technologies. I mark on my calendar the next teleconference with Janie Sims Hip and the tribal chiefs and bid them good day. I now make another call to check on Tammy, who lives in Hot Springs, Arkansas, as she has acquired Fisher Mountain and leads many Starseed quests on a monthly basis. Our main Starseed headquarters are there, and she helps to oversee many projects relating to our Starseed work. She and Chris Bacon handled all of the Starseed correspondence. I walk to my arts and crafts room and realize I haven't finished painting an angel for Ariel and wonder what color her recording studio is now. She has become a famous songwriter-composer of this new wave of music that has emerged on the planet is in high demand for creating music and sound for the film industry. I glance up on the wall to see her holding her first Grammy. I reflect on our time together and I decide, yes, purple. That was an easy decision. I'll return later to paint the statue. The storm has passed now, and the sun is out. I see a double rainbow through the window and realize that codes are being beamed to me, so I change my direction of thought. After my phone calls in, I fix myself some dark espresso coffee chocolate delight and walk to the window to gaze through the tunnel, which has a round window which frames the picture of swans on the water in my crystal pond. Above the water, I notice that geese are now flying north in a V, and am reminded of how some eagle training of people just needed a little help from geese before they could truly fly like eagles. Yes, air travel, this reminds me of arranging a future trip. Looking at the appointment book and checking daily astrological transit, I realize that a Pleiadian lineup is coming, and I want to be at a gym PowerPoint with my friends during this time period. November 15th to the 20th and May 15th to the 20th is when Earth receives the Pleiadian visitors and evolutionary programs are reviewed. My network of friends and resources are mostly aligned to these balancing procedures, as this has become our way of life. We are all aware now of how the Pleiadians come and go on those dates, and respect and utilize to our highest this galactic assistance as it is given in so many ways. We also honor that a lot of assignments will be shifted, and we will try not to have too much cherished outcome about some of our favorite alliances and people, as we have been knowing some of them for a long time, and knowing now that they have other paths to follow sometimes makes us sad temporarily, especially the ones with ET walk-in assignments. Our cherished outcome has interfered more than once, and some of us are behind with our assignments. Not realizing that we do this to ourselves, some of us wonder why our lives are not working with harmonic wealth. As galactic codes function differently than spiritual codes, and some participants lose their assignments because of the lack of discernment of frequency. I have just leased an airplane that rivals the Concorde and gotten approval for air flight. It now can land in different locations. Taking now my closest friends and associates to one of the 33 gem PowerPoints or other portals of interest. These are places on the planet where Earth and sky coexist. I call my friends and tell them to mark their appointment books and to mark off a full week in May and another November. I remind them of these star dates because most of them have markings in their birth charts that match these Pleiadian comings and goings. Also, they are aligned in some way with starseed walk-in and lightworker assignments. I also make plans with the same selected group to make sure that all of us attend the Teton meetings January 1 through 7 and July 1 through 7. I call our friend Barbara Merkley, our cosmic sister that has a day job as a forest ranger and nighttime duty as guardian of the Grand Teton. We discuss the latest comings and goings of spacecraft, and she continues to monitor high strangeness from the mountains. We have included Starseed Quest twice a year to the Tetons for those aligned to these times. Many of the first Starseed Quest from October 2012 trip have joined our many companies and are now relocated around the world. We have many satellite websites in many countries as well. Traveling comfortably in world-class fashion is important to me. Although very wealthy and successful, I remain anonymous. My anonymity is most precious to me. I work behind the scenes as that is part of my natural state. Empowering others whose job it is to blaze the trail is my shared focus. Aligning energy with uplifting spiritual galactic insight through accessing information with unlimited resources keeps everything on track. Awake individuals value my abilities and on occasion will call me in to profile and navigate a project and its people, since I track energies on many levels. I usually take my three sisters, Finn, with me as we can cut to the chase and get the job done through our abilities to truth-ray the situation, project, or people. In some inner circles of influence, we are known as the awesome G3 because part of our code is get it, got it, good, goddess. I review some of the women that have shared with me the privilege of galactic training, and they know who they are. It is now lunchtime, and I fix myself some healthy soup and salad. I spend the rest of the day writing on a novel with intermittent breaks towards my art studio where I paint angel figures that I give to my friends as presents. I also check on the status of my racehorses and find out times that they are going to run so that I might catch the race that happens on the computer. I make a few bets on a race card and remind myself to check it later. I also check on Lotto Dynamic stock as it is now sweeping the globe with great returns for its early investors. Gambling just seems another way of distributing funds on the cosmic chessboard. No judgment, just fact. Toward late afternoon, I take a long walk in the woods and blend with nature as once again reflect on people, places, and balancing procedures for the projects that have been presented to me. As I walk, I'm in tune with a group that is called Women of the Ethers. These are departed women that have chosen to form a circle of power around certain people and projects. Women that cross over, and when given the choice of reincarnating or serving here, they choose to remain on Earth mostly to empower the feminine ray. Mothers, grandmothers, aunts, women of power have formed this feminine bond because they know how critical this particular time is on the planet, and they hope that by banding together in this collective of mass spirit, that their influence will be taken seriously from sky to earth. Today, Anne Rand is communicating with me as to the status of a movie she is helping to bring through and how she hopes to have continuing influence. As I walk, she talks of many things, and hearing her words seem to resonate deep into my soul, the knowing of her knowledge and great strength. I tell her that the project's on time, and if she wants to help, then go assist the production team in getting clarity of purpose. She acknowledges my request, and off she goes. After she leaves, I stop and I sit on a rock by a pool of water. Knowing that nature is my textbook, I notice every detail as I walk so as to discern what level nature is sending me the messages of spirit, whether it be through eagles, hawks, squirrels, rabbits, deer, butterflies, bees, etc. I try to take notice of who and what shows up on my walks. During these times, I receive further inspiration of clarity of purpose. When I return from my walk, I have an emergency phone call from one of the Tesla kids, and he wants me to come at once as he has finally mastered the time travel codes and has himself traveled to the future and back again and has brought back proof of his journey. I assure him that I will put a team in place immediately to protect him and his project and make travel arrangements to keep this entire discovery in sacred space. After I hang up the phone, I glance at the picture of Nikola Tesla, and under my breath I say, "Come now, come later, but you're coming," as I toast in the air with a glass of brandy. This is a victorious personal moment for me, as this discovery aligns to so many experiments on the planet. And the acceleration now with time travel will help to advance a more peaceful civilization. As we now have been given the ability to go forwards and backwards in time, and only those with clear-cut discernment to even know about this project. The cabal has been taken off the planet, so we have very few bloodlines who even remember who they were in their agenda. After the changing of the guard and also the global recognition of ET presence, many species were able to come to the planet and acknowledge their offspring. This includes the hybrid children that were grown full-size aboard many spacecraft and now have been reunited with their Earth mothers and fathers. This was an agenda conducted by many species in order to galvanize Earth and sky in ways that would be accepted by more humans on Earth. They came with full discernment and balancing procedures that would continue to empower the genius starseed on the planet. This was a planned event that took many by surprise, but was conducted by the Star of Bethlehem, which outsourced other species to keep the alliance intact. It is close to supper time, and I once again to go to my kitchen where I indulge myself with my favorite recipe of the moment. Since I am now celebrating the recent news of time travel, I create some very exotic food combinations and some really good feel-good food. I place a last-minute phone call to Richard to see how his tour is going and to remind him to take his herbs. The phones are turned off, and everyone knows that I don't speak after 6 p.m., so the rest of the night is mine and mine alone. After supper, I go to my movie room and watch the movie of my choice. If I have company, then they join me. If not, I watch it with my cats. I fix myself a brandy and go to bed in my purple room, which is filled with ozone air and protected by crystal shields and other advanced technology. My bedroom is a stargate and portal, and it is through here that many codes are passed from sky to earth. In my bedroom is a picture of my mother, painted, which shows quartz crystal in the colors of purple, turquoise, and black. On the bottom are the Giza crystals that have been glued to the bottom of the painting. All the Giza crystals have been planted around the world, and all that is left now for me to see are these tiny double terminated coated galactic crystals beaming their celestial navigation system to me as I sleep. another fail-safe system of remembrance so that I never forget this earth assignment. I smile to myself as I close my eyes and see in my mind's eye my mother throwing those crystals on the painting with such genie-like fashion, because that's who she was, a genie. The night finally comes to save me from my thoughts, and I drift off in order to join my twin aboard ship, some say my other self, for a night of instruction, as the next day will bring many more Earth Galactic adventures, and some say human by day, ET by night. My future self depends upon keeping true to these three codes of manifestation, intent, alignment, commitment, which furnish the building blocks of the law of attraction. It is my Earth Galactic intent to align with other alliances that are committed to investing and empowering projects, innovative technology, and people that match these new governing dynamics. The focus of this resonance will be to these codes where probabilities can take root, be watered, fertilized, and eventually harvested through the horn of plenty of abundance for the planet. My personal, professional relationship will reflect these choices. If I choose unwisely because of old past programming, then 7 to 14 generations of people on the planet will be affected. So keeping it straight now through proper alliances is a prerequisite. No more sacrificing or rescuing at any level that does not match our new activation codes of the Three Sisters Spin. I honor each day with my sacred space so that I might set my timeline that aligns to my future self. Those that embrace me also embrace my future self. I in turn embrace my natural state and my rites of passage, because true power comes from knowing your total journey, and truth knows its own source. And so it's so, and so be it. Whoa.
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 Wow.
That is the most incredible solar return manifestation I've ever heard.
I've been working on it a while. I work on it every year, practically. Just a little, I just tweak it here and there. How'd you like the part about you getting a Grammy?
I can handle that.
I thought you would.
Yeah. Well, before we do, we are going to be opening up the switchboard here.
I just have to say how beautiful. I keep thinking, Lavendar for president. Whatever, this is a beautiful creation of a beautiful mind. And I just could see those colors and that description of that fantastic environment. Now, here's somebody who uses her thoughts constructively. And if all of us can take a look, it's the way we spend our time thinking. What a wonderful demonstration of, yes, how to express a solar return. But my goodness, Lavendar, I mean, this is a description of how I see ascended beings creating other planets, creating worlds. I don't mean to go on and on, but I just want to say this. When I go out on walks sometimes, I've done this for years and years. For instance, I love the desert, and I love desert cactus flowers because, you know, they're out there all by their little lonesome. They're out there blooming in beauty where nobody can see them. And I used to say, why are you blooming? There's no one to see you. And it occurred to me that, you know, life creates beauty. There are forms, beings, intelligences that have manifested these beautiful things of our planet, whatever. Great artistry, design, perfection. I could go on and on about that, but creation is beautiful because it just is. But the point of my trying to say this is it's just too hard to comment on all this beautiful stuff in a couple of seconds, and I could talk about this for a long time. But what you have demonstrated here in this story is what I have perceived clairvoyantly as other ascended beings, higher beings, what they do when they create life. And that just is, wow. What a big heart, what a beautiful soul, what a desire to water the world and help people. And, you know, your discussion of supporting projects, and I was and particularly thrilled about the concepts of your mind about women in power and how different that is from what I see it is today. You know, we're looking at, through your eyes, the manifestation of the divine feminine.
And wow, it's just awesome. And I had to say that while you're reading about your cats and you know, future Lavendar, my kitty jumped up here under my desk and was, you know, kind of cuddling my leg, and I reached down to pet him, and I was connecting with what you were saying, because cats really do have that wonderful, you know, energy to perceive what's beyond, and that feline energy is such a gift to us, and I was so connecting to what you were saying then, as we love our cats. But the colors, the turquoise, the lavender, the crystal floor, the underground home, which I think is so far out, all of these things I'm resonating with, and I'm going, wow, I want to be a part of this world. This is beautiful, and I just have to tell you that I couldn't say enough about it, but I really enjoyed that. And by the way, I have to say, Lavendar, you have great writing ability. I mean, this was like reading a wonderful story or listening to a wonderful story, and that is a beautiful vision. And I just want to thank you from my heart for making a vision like that, holding that space. This is what the world needs. This is what we all need to be doing with our minds. Imagination is reality. We need to utilize it wisely. And why not be beautiful? Why not be extravagant in our beauty? Why not allow for the greatest of all things to be? I mean, this is, we all need to take lessons from this and ponder this and revel in it. You know, I want to say one thing. Back, I don't know, this might have been close to 20 years ago now, when sort of the manifestation movement was coming into play, and I had been familiar with a book by a woman who passed away a number of years ago. Her name was Florence Scovel Shinn, and she wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It. I think all of our listeners should get that. It was definitely the predecessor of the modern manifestation movement. She was the beginning metaphysician who started that and initiated it. But in any event, my girlfriends and I and other friends would talk about creating our own reality, and I had one friend, she was just a hoot, but her name was Regina, and she used to say, well, I just can't ask for that. It's just too selfish. I just feel so greedy if I ask for that. And she had a real difficult time transcending the limitations of her thoughts, because she felt like it was too good for her, or that she shouldn't. And what I witness with what you have written is this sumptuous, generous, artistic, and beautiful creation of your mind that allows for the plenty and the glory and the beauty of all things possible. And that is to me, and to anyone who has eyes to see it, the demonstration of really an abundant soul, one who really has so much goodness to give. Why not open up the floodgates of our potential and let that manifest in our minds, because from there is where we are going to create a new planet and turn all of this around. And now I will be quiet, but I just have to thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you so much, Anastasia. And, you know, Florence Shinn, she was one of my first teachers. And
yeah.
I ordered, I don't know how many of those Game of Life books. And I would give one to each one of my clients when I had my office in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Every client got a copy of that book when they walked out the door.
It was a life changer for so many people.
It was a life changer,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I often feel that woman has done more good, you know, from so many years ago. And she, interestingly enough, she lived a very humble life, and but it shows how the work that we do outlives us and moves forward and affects generations afterwards. You're talking about seven generations ahead. So anyway, I love her in the spirit world. I think she's a beautiful soul, and you are certainly most beloved as well, Lavendar. Really, I'm really moved by that. So anyway, I'll let Arielle do the call thing here. I'll be quiet.
Well, thank you, Anastasia. It's very well said. And before we move on to taking some calls, Lavendar, I would like you to lead us in the Emerald Ray.
Yes.
Explain that, please.
Okay. Well, I don't know the particulars, but I know that Kathleen McGowan's husband, Philip Coppin, has been seriously ill in Los Angeles in a hospital, and there's some major decisions that have to be made about his situation. So I'd like to take just a few seconds to focus on Philip Coppin and send him the Emerald Ray.
Would you give some new listeners some guidance on what is the Purple Ray and how do we do that?
No, the Emerald Ray.
Emerald Ray, sorry.
Okay. What you do is you visualize the Emerald Ray, and it comes from your third eye, and you send it to a location and to a person's name. And his name is Philip Coppin. And therefore, you just visualize the Emerald Ray coming from you to him. And we love our dear sister, Kathleen McGowan, and we know that she is very stressed with this right now. And this is a life and death situation, so I'm asking everyone to participate. So on the count of three, I will just release the line so that we can all just focus for about 15 seconds to Philip Coppin in Los Angeles at a hospital. I'm not sure what hospital he's at. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, focus. And so it is that the Starseed Radio Academy has now put the energy out for Philip Coppin, our friend Kathleen McGowan's husband. Okay, Ariel, so do we have any callers? Anybody wants to call and talk
yes,
to me?
Yes,
or?
We do. Yes, we do.
Okay.
And first of all, we are going to be talking to your friend Barbara from the Tetons. Hi, Barbara, you're on the line.
Oh, how incredible to connect with the Light family, and happy solar return to you, Lavendar and Anastasia, beaming bright from the Tetons to you guys.
And Barbara, I got your package. Did you get my email?
I did. I'd been gone. I was down in Grand Canyon, and I left some of the Giza crystals there.
Oh, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that was, I guess, an early birthday present.
Well, thank you. And what's going on now at the Grand Tetons? Is it covered with snow?
It's getting there. We haven't had blue sky for several days, so they've been, hiding. And yes, the snow is piling up, and the energy is ramping up.
Well, I guess everyone's getting ready energetically. That rots the trees, the animals, getting ready for the new codes of energy that's going to be coming there on January 1 through 7.
Yes.
So we're all looking for great things to be happening from the Tetons.
Oh, yes. And I so enjoyed your description, and it's living in the fifth dimensional energies.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Big hug. Lots of love to everybody.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was, and Barbara has been, she was on the line, and I'm hoping that you heard Lavendar, including you in her solar return, my future self piece too. Did you, Barbara?
Oh, I did, and I lit up like a big Christmas tree.
Me too. Me too. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, and our sister and team member, Tammy, hello.
Hello. Happy birthday, Anastasia and Lavendar.
Thank you.
And what a beautiful picture you painted. Whoa.
Whoa. As Paul would say,
I can't.
Listening to the archives as he's driving to work.
Yeah. I can't wait to the day that you put this energy where you can just have this dream that you've painted that it's going to become manifest, and then you can just put this energy into these angel pictures. Because you are just such an earth angel to everyone, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have actually got to spend time and go on two trips with you this year and see you in action. And you just, I've never met anybody that walks the talk and that is so giving and sticks to the mission. And it's such an honor and a privilege to walk with you.
Well, thank you. And one of the reasons that I try to hold my balance is because by not doing it is not too much fun. You know, it's like once you know who you are and what you're here to do, and if you're not doing it, well, then you just suffer at some level. So I'm just through with suffering. I'm through with sacrificing. I'm through with all of that. And I just simply suit up every day and stay true to this mission and don't let anything detract me or influence me in any way. I can't afford it because there's too much at stake.
Well, and you do so much, and you do so much to stay in alignment, and I honor you so much.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
Yeah. Big hug.
So happy solar return, and I love you.
Well, how'd you like the part about buying Fisher Mountain?
I'm all over it.
How about you, Chris? You're going to be there helping her.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Yeah, thank you. You sure showed us all how to do it, how to put together the 10 hours of power. boy, I thought I did a good one this year. Now I'm a little bit embarrassed.
You're so picky.
Well, we all have the template now.
Yes, ma'am. And yeah. You are the template for us all to follow suit. You are the shoes to follow. So thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Tammy. So we are going to move on unless, Tammy, you have something else to say.
Oh, I don't want to take up the whole show. I could gush on forever, but I'll let someone else.
All right, sweetie. Okay, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
We'll be moving on. Okay. And next, we will be talking to another person that you mentioned in your future self manifestations. We have Lynn Harden on the air.
Well, happy birthday to both of you.
Lavendar and Anastasia, both. It's just that they're both having their birthdays this week.
That's right. So that's wonderful.
So, Lynn, it's good to hear from you. Lavendar, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe your phone was muted.
No, I'm good.
Well, this is a fun journey, my friend.
Well, actually, you know, it was at your house where I first started writing this.
I know that. And it's a delight.
Yeah, it's taken a life of its own through the years.
Yes, absolutely, and it's been fun to be on the journey with you.
Well, I include you in almost everything that we do, and you know that.
And I adore you for it. And I just, you know, as my job is to give you women's information, I just wanted to give you a couple of things that you might want to track from a couple of conferences that I've been to recently.
Okay.
One is a group of scientists from around the world that are using the internet, and it's called DIY Bio. There was an extraordinary event in San Francisco about a month ago that I was in attendance and had the real privilege to be in a lecture and meet the man that actually has he's emeritus at Stanford University, but he is the co-founder of the string theory. And so to have this brilliant man describe his battle in the universe and you know, between the black hole and the string theory, so that just aside, but at that conference, they had lectures from around the world and a panel from around the world that are collaborating on the internet at DIY Bio, Do It Yourself Bio. So there is this huge scientific movement to collaborate around the world and develop. They're really finding remarkable things, and young women in their laboratories in their houses are finding astounding things when we aren't oppressed by the red tape and the rules and regulations, when our minds are allowed to create and there's a collaboration. So that website is quite extraordinary, and it's open to anyone, and the scientific information is open to anyone. So that's, you know, with all of the things that you've done and will continue to do, I thought that might be of interest.
Yes, give us that website again.
It's just DIY, do it yourself, DIYBIO.org.
Okay, good.
And then the other little piece is a film that Gina Davis has done, and I know we both have a special spot for her ability and her talent. It's called Misrepresentation, and it's MISS representation. And she has taken the statistics of not only Hollywood, but advertisers and marketing, and the way women are portrayed in all these forms of marketing. And it is really quite astounding when it's all, you know, put together in a documentary and documented, how maligned women have been and continue, that same misrepresentation is going on. So those are my two things for you.
Okay, great. Well, of course, I loved her and Thelma and Louise. I just thought that was one terrific story about two women and their journey.
Well, and we loved her as the President of the United States.
Do what?
We loved her as the President of the United States.
That's right. There was a miniseries that was on, and it was taken off. Yeah, they had her as the president. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So she is quite talented, and you know, her IQ is right off the charts, and so she's definitely one of your people out there doing good work.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, let us know, Lynn, if we ever need to get behind you to run for some political office, because I know you're geared for it.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm always so appreciative and happy solar return, and what an exciting time we're in for. And thank you all so much. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and next, let's see, we're just going to go down the line here. We are going to talk to Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to wish you a happy birthday, Lavendar. I had my reading with you yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have had this opportunity to connect with you. It feels like suddenly my whole, like a door opened up, and I finally can take a breath, you know, like, oh, okay, I'm figuring this out here. It's all beginning to make some sense. So I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the amazing reading that you did for me yesterday. And had I known it was your birthday, I would have wished you happy birthday, but now I get to do it on the air. So.
Okay, thank you so much. And
yeah.
And I know that you and I are connected in a really strong way, so be sure and stay, you know, connected to me through the emails, okay?
Yes, I absolutely will. And I also want to wish Anastasia a happy birthday. Don't want to leave her out. So, but I just want to thank you also for your solar return vision or your future self vision. That was very powerful to listen to and very inspiring. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, thanks
bye-bye.
For calling in, Caitlin. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next we are going to be talking to Claudia from Canada. Hello, Claudia.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Ariel.
Hi there.
Hi, Lavendar. Hi, Anastasia. I want to wish you guys both a happy, happy birthday. And Lavendar, I need to share something with you because today I went to go visit my crystal shop in Waterloo, Ontario, and it's 3,000 square feet of quartz crystal, and I thought that I would do that on your 10 hours of power. And it was very interesting. I'm standing in the middle of the store, and this woman walks in and looks exactly like you.
Oh, my.
And I said, Lavendar has entered the building. And it was just, I just stood stunned. I didn't even know I was just staring at her. I felt so bad for the woman. She didn't recognize that I was staring at her, thank God, because she probably thought I was a psycho. But it was just phenomenal. And then you putting me in your manifestation list, I'm so grateful. And I'm sure Vanya, if she can call in, she's grateful as well. And the Athena stuff, I'm working on it. I'm working on every design, and it's just, I can't wait to share it with the whole Starseed family because you guys are fantastic.
Okay, thank you so much. And the package arrived today safely from Canada.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Lavendar.
Good to hear from you, Claudia. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, Ariel.
Bye, everyone. Wow. Well, we have more people calling for you, Lavendar. And next, we are going to talk to, as soon as I get the mic open, this is Sally, who was with us on our Starseed Crystal Quest. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Lavendar. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and just tell you, like so many others who have called in, to tell you how completely inspirational it was to hear your solar return, and I know I got to go back to the drawing board and start thinking about the next year.
Well, you got to realize I've been working on this a long time.
Well, you are an inspiration to me through and through, and I love you very much. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your birthday, Lavendar, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Thanks so
Bye-bye.
Much for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye, Ariel.
Bye-bye. And I would just take a little pause here because talking about the Starseed Crystal Quest that we just did in October, we are going to be doing another quest in the spring. And anyone who has had a reading and they were told that they've had the marks of crystal mastership are eligible to go, and we will be sending out invitations after the first of the year for our next Starseed Crystal Quest to Hot Springs. So I just wanted to check
that out. Which is going to be our Starseed headquarters.
Which is going to be our Starseed headquarters. We have found a home in, actually it's Mount Ida on Lake Washita, and the land there is just so powerful. So, and I also want to remind everyone, as I did in the intro, but in case you weren't listening then or with us at that time, that because Christmas and New Year's Day are on Tuesdays, we won't be on the air for those two shows, but we will be back on January the 8th, and we will also be on the air, of course, between now and then.
but we want to wish everyone the happiest, healthiest holidays and New Year. So we have some more people on the switchboard, and I want to remind you, because we do have a very, very full switchboard, if you wish to have a question or comment or just wish happy birthdays to Lavendar and Anastasia, you need to press 1 on your keypad so that we know you'd like to come on the air. So, and next we are going to be talking to another person that you mentioned in your solar return manifestation, and that is our very beloved Belva. Hang on a second, let me get this mic open. Hello, Belva.
Hi, here I am.
Hey, I know you want to say happy birthday to Lavendar, so
I want
your chance.
On the air, that she's wonderful, and I loved carrying those Giza crystals to Egypt. I loved it. So I feel like part of the family, always, the crystal family.
Right. Well, you have always been and will always be part of the crystal family and very important work that you have done on the planet. And do you have any words of wisdom for the starseeds on their birthdays?
Well, the person I was worried about was the husband. Kathleen's husband in California. I would love to do a healing on him if McGowan would be interested.
Okay, well, we can get her your email address and see if we can work that out. So anyway, Belva, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and you take care of yourself and you stay warm up there in Cripple Creek, Colorado.
And no snow, none.
No,
it's
snow. Well, that's great. That's great. That's great. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Belva. We love you.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we have another caller waiting.
You know, she's my only living witness to everything. When, you know, Belva has just been there for me, with me for 30 years. And a lot of the other witnesses have, you know, died and left the planet. So I just really have to honor that Belva is still holding on to this story and to all of our work that we're doing. So I just wanted to say that.
She is a galactic treasure, without a doubt. So, and as soon as our next caller comes, okay. The other half of the equation, now we have Vanya. Hello, Vanya.
Hello, Ariel. I'm so thankful for taking my call. Thank you so very much. I want to wish Anastasia a very, very happy birthday. Thank you so much. You are an inspiration, and I look forward to your new segments every single week. They're fantastic, and they keep me in the know, and I so appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I honor you for that.
Thank you.
And I
Vanya.
Wanted to say thank you. Thank you. And I also want to say a very, very happy birthday to my galactic mummy, Lavendar. I love you so very much. You have really, you and the team, really, all of you. Tammy, I love you too. You guys have changed my life. Like, I can't even express it. There are no words in the English language for me to express it. Other than, wait, we coined the term on the trip. Whoa. You guys have really wowed my life into a new existence, and I'm so thankful that you were there to explain, to help, to teach, to share. And everything that you bring forward every week is so profoundly life-changing for me, and I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to the top of my galactic self. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are all treasures, and I love you all very dearly, and I want to say hello to all my Starseed Crystal Quest family out there. Love you, miss you, think of you every day, and what a blessing you all are. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's so well. You're so eloquent, Vanya.
That's so beautiful.
And so sincere. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for getting the package off because it arrived today.
I tracked it. I tracked it to make sure it would get there, so I'm glad you got it.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if anybody else wants to come on the air, you need to press 1 on your keypad. If not, we are going to be wrapping it up. Any final comments from Lavendar Anastasia while we're waiting to see if anyone else wants to come on the air?
Well, I just want to thank the callers and what beautiful souls out there to give support and love. Can you just feel all that love and all that beauty coming out? That's just so nice. That's just so uplifting and so appreciated. Oh, boy. This is what happens when you get the heart thing going. When people express love and the connection, it just sort of builds and builds. And, boy, I don't know. It's just a wonderful, it's just really good energy going out there. It goes beyond us. It just connects to everybody. It's just one big family, one big circle of support and love, and that's our natural state anyway. When we're outside of the problems of the ego in the world, in our natural state. So I just want to thank all of our listeners and all the people out there who shine on and share love and all this beautiful, really beautiful energy that they contain. That's what I want to say.
I would like to add something that about Jesse Ventura is back with Conspiracy Theory on True TV. Get your DVRs ready because he's had 3 already. And the last one, actually, I just sat straight up, you know, in my chair and went, no way. And it was showing in Arkansas that the Illuminati has gone there to several places to go underground. They've built underground cities in Arkansas.
What?
And he went there with cameras to film it. It will just blow your mind when you see this.
Yeah. Wow. So it's on True TV.
True TV, Conspiracy Theory. Now, you've probably missed it. I don't know if they're going to run it again, but you can catch it on YouTube. Now, the week before was on time travel.
Have you heard anything about him, the programming sort of being messed up for his shows? He's had a gripe, apparently, with networks because they haven't been a concern that maybe they're trying to weed this out. Have you heard anything about that? Because apparently the programming has been changed and shifted and time frames have been altered and big sort of stink over that. Have you heard anything about that?
No, but I have a friend that's a producer of that show. I'm going to call her this week because some of the things that I've seen on the show, I need to ask her personally about it. He did the first show I saw was on the reptilians on the planet. And that one was very alarming.
he's been on YouTube discussing the fact that he feels that it's not going well for the show and like they're trying to put the axe to it or otherwise confound the programming so people don't know when it's on, et cetera, et cetera. So that's been the latest I've heard about it. So you need to have a heads up on that if you know who's putting the show together.
Okay, well, you know, his information is so startling to the mainstream.
Right.
A lot of us, of course, we've been tracking it for years.
Please.
But for it to come out the way he's presenting it, it is very shocking to a lot of people.
Exactly.
And I'm sure the cabal is, you know, on the run with that. But this latest one, the one showing the underground cities in Arkansas and the caverns and how they've taken them over and how that one little town has one bank for every 53 people. They've moved their banks in there. They're getting ready. They think that if the end of the world type stuff starts happening, they have the place where they're going to live.
I've been hearing about that town with all those banks.
I think it's called Mountain View, Arkansas, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to tell people for a heads up to watch that if they can find it, if they can find the programming that hasn't been switched around.
Yeah.
Well, we have one last caller to bring on the air. Is that okay?
Okay.
And then after that, we'll be saying good night. So we are now going to talk to Jamie. Hey, Jamie, you are on the air.
Yeah. Hi. Happy birthday, guys.
Hello. Thanks.
Wow. I didn't know if I was going to get on. I really want to thank you for that thing you wrote, your solar return, and the fact that you're doing spiritual work in the film industry, and that's what I really want to get into. And honest to God, I think it was last summer, I was given this vision of like a film to be made, and it just, like, ever since then, I've been kind of like gung-ho about getting into that. I never thought of that before in my life, but actually, when I was a little kid, I used to want to be an actor, but, like, for some reason, that just kind of went away. And I was just wondering if, like, if you have any insight about that with me.
Well, the thing about it is it's in your mind. It's in your energy field. It's something that, you know, all you have to do is ask yourself, is my name on this? And if your name's on it, then do it.
Okay.
Yeah, if your name on that, do it if it is.
Okay.
If it feels like something that you want to contribute your talent toward, then pursue it.
Yeah, of course. I guess it's one of those things where is it really going to happen? You know, but I just got to trust the universe, I guess. So.
Well, and then surround yourself with people that are in the industry. Go
yeah.
to the places where films are being made, or, you know, go in and become an extra on a film location. Look into film schools. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Look into Sundance. Go into the Sundance school where you can go and actually get a degree in filmmaking.
Yeah, I'm moving to California in January, so, you know, I figure while I'm out there, I could probably definitely get into film school.
Yeah, you know, just it's up to you to make the next step in that direction.
Yeah.
But always ask yourself, is my name on this?
Yeah, when I start feeling that fire burning in my gut, that's when I know it's time to go.
Absolutely.
So.
You'll know.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Bye-bye. And I think that piece that you did in the very beginning of the show about the how to get, you know, how to energetically navigate a project like that, Jamie, you might want to go back and listen to that again. So, ladies, we are at the end of the show, and I want to thank everyone for calling in. We had a lot of people call in and listen to the show tonight, and let's celebrate for 2 weeks. And then when we're done with that, we can celebrate the Christmas holidays and just a wonderful, wonderful time. And I am really looking forward to another great year with more and more galactic happenings, high strangeness, starseed unions. It's going to be a great year.
So, that's right. Sounds great. Let's do that. Celebrate and celebrate some more. That's a good
idea.
That's
right. So, everyone, on behalf of our whole team here at Starseed Radio, I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week and the week after that. And as I said, we'll be taking Christmas and New Year's off because they're on our show night. So, and then we'll be back January 8th. But we'll be here next week and the week after that. So keep tuning in. And from all of us here, we love you and thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.
Hello?